ママにベタなすのごきがママにベタなすのビシャヤドジャナサダカマラタ
Amen.
যদি দুজনে যাইতে তোমার চতুর্থ কেয়কে পাপির কেয়কে পাপির তুমি কৃপা
Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your feet. I am now your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into the dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give him your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attend your lotus feet, Bhakti Vinod has remained in worldly existence. Jai Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki.
Jai.
We'll do part two another day. Maybe tomorrow. Next day. Yes, tomorrow. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adilila, chapter 4, text 55. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Khladi Nishatti Rasmat Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Purade Hadedam Gatautau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Ahunastat Brayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavat Juti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Translation. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. This text is from the diary of Srila Swarup Dhamodar Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonya Vilase Rasa Asvadana Kori. Translation. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellow of love. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Dhamodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavata devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavana therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age of Kali to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as Sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called Chit or Samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as Hladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus the Lord manifests His eternal potency in three transcendental divisions. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, text 17. Avinashi,
Avinashi,
tu tad viddhi,
tu tad viddhi,
yena sarvam,
yena sarvam, idam tadam,
vinasham,
vinasham,
avyayasya,
avyayasya,
asya,
asya,
avyayasya, asya,
avyayasya, asya,
nakaschir,
nakaschir,
kartumarhati,
kartumarhati.
Avinashi tu tadviddhi,
Avinashi tu tadviddhi,
yena sarvamidam tadam,
yena sarvamidam tadam,
vinasham avyayasya asya,
vinasham avyayasya asya,
natascit kartum arhati,
natascit kartum arhati,
avinashi tu tadviddhi,
avinashi tu tadviddhi,
yena sarvamidam tadam,
yena sarvamidam tadam,
vinasham avyayasya asya,
vinasham avyayasya asya,
nakaschit kartumarhati,
nakaschit kartumarhati,
avinashi tu tadviddhi,
avinashi tu tadviddhi,
yena sarvamidam tatam,
yena sarvamidam tatam,
vinasham avyayasyasya,
vinasham avyayasyasya,
కశ్చిత్ కర్తుమర్హతి
వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ అవినాశీ
అవినాశీ
ఇంపెరిషబుల్
ఇంపెరిషబుల్
టు
టు
బట్
బట్
తత్
తత్
దట్
దట్
విద్ధి
విద్ధి
నో ఇట్
నో ఇట్
ఏనా బై హూమ్
బై హూమ్
సర్వం
సర్వం
ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ
ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ
ఇదం
ఇదం
దిస్
దిస్
తతం
తతం
పెర్వేడెడ్ వినాశం
వినాశం
డిస్ట్రక్షన్
డిస్ట్రక్షన్
అవ్యయస్య
అవ్యయస్య
ఆఫ్ ది ఇంపెరిషబుల్
ఆఫ్ ది ఇంపెరిషబుల్
అస్య
అస్య
ఆఫ్ ఇట్
ఆఫ్ ఇట్
నకశ్చిత్
నకశ్చిత్
నో వన్
నో వన్
కర్తుం
కర్తుం
టు డూ
టు డూ
అర్హతి
అర్హతి
ఈస్ ఏబుల్
ఈస్ ఏబుల్
That which pervades the... Maybe you have a Kannada Bhagavad Gita here?
I
We have Telugu.
Telugu? No, that is different. Kannada is different. You don't have a Kannada Bhagavad Gita? This is Karnataka. You should have a Kannada Bhagavad Gita. Okay. This is the translation. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. Does not have to be very, you know, he yes. That which goes through the whole body is not destroyable.
Nam sharirdalli yavudu paati.
See how nice it sounds when you say that in Kannada. So sweet. You should have a Kannada.
That which, okay, first I'll read it. Okay.
You see, Amara Sarira Dhalli.
It's
in our body.
Yeah.
I wish I learned this. Yeah, go on.
Nam Sampurna Sarira Dhalli Yao Didi Allah Adu Egu Avinashi Ide Adu Egu Nasha Avudilla. It's the same
see,
word even
in Kannada. See, in Kannada, most of the words are Sanskrit.
Okay. Yes.
Same with Malayalam. Except Tamil, all the three languages in South, their connection to Sanskrit is still close. Tamil is like 7,000 years old, so they have Tamilized.
Some language.
They have Tamilized everything. But these languages are still very close to Sanskrit. In Malayalam also, the same words will be used. Okay, I'll read the purport and then see if there is anything to be explained. This is a big purport anyway, self-explanatory. This verse more clearly explains the real nature of the soul which is spread all over the body. Anyone can understand what is spread all over the body. It is consciousness. Everyone is conscious of the pains and pleasures of the body in part or as a whole. The spreading of consciousness is limited within one's own body. The pains and pleasures of one body are unknown to another. Therefore, each and every body is the embodiment of an individual soul, and the symptom of the soul's presence is perceived as individual consciousness. This soul is described as 1/10,000th part of the upper portion of the hair point in size. You can just give the gist of that.
Nam atmadu nijavaglu enu nature ide adu enu adu nijavaglu enide adra bagge idu vasali idralli helidare nam atma ಆತ್ಮದ ನಿಜ ಏನಿದೆ ಆತ್ಮ ಏನಿದೆ ಇದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಈ ವರ್ಸಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಶರೀರದಲ್ಲಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಶರೀರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇದೆ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇದೆ ಮತ್ತೆ ಪ್ರತಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ದುಃಖ ಮತ್ತೆ ಸುಖ ನಮ್ಮ ಶರೀರಕ್ಕೆ ಬರ್ತದಲ್ಲ ಅದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗ್ತದೆ.
ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಬಾಡಿ.
ಮತ್ತೆ ಇದ್ರದ್ದು ಗೊತ್ತಾಗುವುದು ಬರೀ ನಮ್ಮ ಶರೀರಕ್ಕೆ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗ್ತದೆ, ಆದರೆ ಬೇರೆ ಶರೀರಕ್ಕೆ ಅದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಏನು ಗೊತ್ತಾಗುವುದಿಲ್ಲ.
So each and each body is an embodiment of a soul.
ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮಗೆ ಶರೀರವಾದ ನಮ್ಮ ಶರೀರ ಇದೆ.
And the soul is described as 1/10,000 of the tip of the hand.
ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಇದೆ ಅಲ್ಲ ಅದರದು ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ನಮ್ಮ ಹಿಯರ್ ದು ಒಂದು ಸಾವಿರದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಪಾರ್ಟ್, ಒಂದು 10,000ದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಸಣ್ಣದಿದೆ.
ಬಾಲಾಗ್ರ ಶತಭಾಗಸ್ಯ ಸತಥಾ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಸ್ಯ ಚ ಭಾಗೋ ಜೀವಸ್ಸ ವಿಜ್ಞೇಯ ಸ ಚ ಅನಂತ್ಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಹೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು 100 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಅಗೈನ್ ಈಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು 100 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಸಚ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೆಷರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್.
ನಮ್ಮ ಕೂದಲಿದ್ದು ಮೇಲಿದ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಒಂದು 100 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಬರೀ ಒಂದೇ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇರ್ತದೆ. ಅದೇ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ನಮ್ಮ 100 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಒಂದೊಂದು ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗಿದ್ರೆ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಎಷ್ಟು ಮೇಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಗ್ತದೆ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಗ್ತದೆ, ಅಷ್ಟು ಸಣ್ಣದ ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಇದೆ.
ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಕೇಶಾಗ್ರ ಶತಭಾಗಸ್ಯ ಶತಾಂಶ ಸದೃಶಾತ್ಮಕ ಜೀವ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಯಂ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯೈತೋ ಹಿ ಚಿತ್ ಕಣಾಃ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಯೂಮರಬಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಆಟಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಷರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ 1/10,000 ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೇರ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಆಟಮ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಆಟಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಯೂಮರಬಲ್. This very small spiritual spark is the basic principle of the material body, and the influence of such a spiritual spark is spread all over the body as the influence of the active principle of some medicine spreads throughout the body. This current of the spirit soul is felt all over the body as consciousness, and that is the proof of the presence of soul. Could you say that okay. much? You can summarize, you don't have to do all the sentences.
ನಮ್ಮ ಇದು ಆತ್ಮ ಒಂದು ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಆಟಮ್ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಅಣು ಹ್ಯಾಂಗಿದೆಯಲ್ಲ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಸಣ್ಣದ್ದು ನಮ್ಮ ಇದು ಆತ್ಮ ಇದೆ. ಆದರೆ ಇದು ಆತ್ಮದ ಸ್ಪಾರ್ಕ್ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಶರೀರದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಭಾಗ ಇದೆಯಲ್ಲ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ. ಅದರಿಂದ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಜಗತ್ತಲ್ಲಿ ಏನೇನು ಆಗ್ತದೆ ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗುವುದು ಅದರಿಂದ ಆತ್ಮದಿಂದವೇ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ.
Any layman can understand that the material body minus consciousness is a dead body, and this consciousness cannot be revived in the body by any means of material administration. This is a nice point, you can just say it fully.
Yarigu kelidu yavudu common man kelidu yarigu kelidu avaru helbodu adukke namma sharidalli chaitanya illade adukke enu athve illa yakandre adu ondu mruta sharira hage ide.
Therefore, consciousness is not due to any amount of material combination, but to the spirit soul.
Now, yavudu yavudu idrinda duttinda illare yavudu prakara namage adu chaitanya nam sharirada barudilla.
It's not jada vastu. Jada vastu is also there in Kannada. It is not jada vastu.
Idu yavudu ಇದು ಯಾವುದು ಜಡ ವಸ್ತು ಅಲ್ಲ, ಆದರೆ ಇದೊಂದು ಅದು ಆತ್ಮ ಇದೆ.
ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮುಂಡಗ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ದಿ ಮೆಷರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅಟಮಿಕ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಸೌಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಷನ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ದಿ ಹಠಯೋಗ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಏರ್ ಎನ್ ಸರ್ಕ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಬೈ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಪೋಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈನ್ಯೂಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ from the entanglement of the material atmosphere. You can say that the purpose of Hatha Yoga also to free the soul from these five kinds of air, Pancha Prana.
Yeah, Hatha Yoga adu mukhya uddesha hede Pancha Prana de yadu Pancha Mahabhuta yadu
idella. No, not Mahabhuta, Pancha Prana.
Pancha Prana yadu idella. Adrinda namage mukti sigilike adu control madlike adu adar mele namage control madlike adu Hatha Yoga system.
So the constitution of the atomic soul is admitted in all Vedic literatures and it is also actually felt in the practical experience of any sane man.
Yahudu manusha, vichara madudu manusha idanalla, yar, ava idra bagge practical vagi avanige anubhava aagtale idu. Prayatna madidida anubhava aagtade.
Only the insane man can think of this atomic soul as the all-pervading Vishnu Tattva.
ಯಾರಿಗೂ ತಿಳಿದೇ ಇಲ್ಲಲ್ಲ ಅವರು ಮಾತ್ರ ಇದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಯೋಚನೆ ಇದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಹೇಳಬಹುದು ಇದು ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ವ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಸೋಲ್ದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಆತ್ಮದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ.
The influence of the atomic soul can be spread all over a particular body. According to the Mundaka Upanishad, this atomic soul is situated in the heart of every living entity. And because the measurement of the atomic soul is beyond the power of appreciation of the material scientists, some of them assert foolishly that there is no soul.
ಇದು ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ ಹೇಳಿ ಮುಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಪ್ರಾಣಿದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ ಹೇಳಿ ಇದು ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ ಹೇಳಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದರೆ ಇದು ತುಂಬಾ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಇದೆ. ಅದರಿಂದ ಕೆಲವು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಜ್ಞರು ಮಾತ್ರ ಇದು ಅದು ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವವೇ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಹಿಂಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
The individual atomic soul is definitely there in the heart along with the super soul, and thus all the energies of bodily movement are emanating from this part of the body.
ಇದು ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ಇದ್ರದ ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವ ಇದೆ ಮತ್ತೆ ಅದರದ ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವ ನಮ್ಮದು ಆತ್ಮದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ ಮಹಾತ್ಮದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ. ಅದರದ ಎಲ್ಲ ವೃಜೆಗಳು ಅದರದೆಲ್ಲ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ನಮಗೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಶರೀರ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಭಾಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಗ್ತದೆ.
The corpuscles which carry the oxygen from the lungs gather energy from the soul. Corpuscles in the blood? From the soul it gets the energy to do that.
ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮದಿಂದ ಇವೆಲ್ಲ ಊರ್ಜೆ ಬರ್ತದೆ.
Medical science accepts the importance of the corpuscles, but it cannot ascertain that the source of the energy is the soul.
ನಮ್ಮ ರಕ್ತದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವ ಅಂಶ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಹೇಳ್ತದೆ, ಆದರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮದ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇದೆಯಲ್ಲ ಅದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಆತ್ಮದ ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಯಾವುದು ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಏನು ಹೇಳುವುದಿಲ್ಲ.
Medical science, however, does admit that the heart is the seat of all energies of the body.
ಆದರೆ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೇಳ್ತದೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ನಮ್ಮ ಊರ್ಜೆಗಳು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಗುವುದು ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಿಂದ.
ಸಚ್ ಆಟಮಿಕ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಸನ್ಶೈನ್ ಮಾಲಿಕ್ಯೂಲ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸನ್ಶೈನ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಯೂವರಬಲ್ ರೇಡಿಯಂಟ್ ಮಾಲಿಕ್ಯೂಲ್ಸ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಆಟಮಿಕ್ ಸ್ಪಾರ್ಕ್ಸ್ of the rays of the Supreme Lord, called by the name Prabha, or superior energy. It's like sun and the sunshine.
Yeah.
There is God and the souls.
Now, namma atma bagge naavu tulna maadu sun namma surya jothe naavu tulna maadabodu. Surya prakasha namu bartala ade prakara namma atma prakasha idalli bartade. Devaru atma roopadalli namu bartade.
So whether one follows Vedic knowledge or modern science, one cannot deny the existence of the spirit soul in the body. And the science of the soul is explicitly described in the Bhagavad Gita by the personality of Godhead himself. So whether modern science or Vedic science, they both accept that there is something in the heart.
Adunik vidnana illi illare Vedic knowledge illi yavadu idu idru. ಆದರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಹಾರ್ಟಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಅದರ ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವ ಉಂಟು ಹೇಳಿ ಯಾರು ಇಲ್ಲವೇ ಹೇಳಿ ಹೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯವೇ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಇದು ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿರುತ್ತೆ.
ಓಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕೆಯ ಚಕ್ಷುನ್ಮೀತನೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಿಕ ಆನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಷನ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ 10,000 ಆಫ್ ದ ಟಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೂವ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆಷರಬಲ್. It's not exactly that you take the tip of the hair and you make it 10,000. You, anyone can understand that the tip of the hair, if you make it 10,000, there's no way you can make it. Tip of the hair, you cannot make it 10,000 parts. It is impossible. It gives a lot of satisfaction to hear it in the local language.
ನಮ್ಗೊಂದು ನಾವು ಈಗಲು ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಭಾಗ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗಲ್ಲ. 10,000 ಒಂದು ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅದು ಈಗ ಅದು ಭಾಗ ಅಷ್ಟು ಭಾಗ ಸಣ್ಣದು ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗಲ್ಲ. ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ನಮ್ಮ ಅದು ಎಷ್ಟು ಸಣ್ಣದುಂಟು ಅದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಏನು ಹೇಳಿಕ್ ಆಗಲ್ಲ. ಅದು ಮೆಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗಲ್ಲ.
ಬಿಕಾಸ್ 1 point ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು 10,000 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಮೆಷರ್.
ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಏನಿದೆ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ
ಒಂದು ಬಿಂದುಗೆ
ನಾವು 10,000 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ, ಭಾಗ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ.
ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಶೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಮೆಷರಬಲ್.
ಇದು ಅರ್ಥ ಇದೆ, ನಮ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮಗೆ ನಾವು ಈಗಲೂ ಮೆಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ. ದೇ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್
ಐ ಮೀನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಪೂರ್. ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫೇಸ್.
ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್.
ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ that shows that the soul is not measurable by any material means like millimeter, centimeter, foot. This way you cannot measure the soul. Then how do we know there is a soul? Like mentioned here, it's very very easy. What is the difference between a dead body and a living body? One will say that the dead body, the heart stopped. That's a general thing we can say. So that shows that in the heart there was something which was there and now it is not there. That's very clear. This is common maths, right? 10 minus 10 is equal to 0. So there was 10 and now the 10 is gone. So what is left is dead. So certainly there was 10 and the 10 is now gone, so it is 0. So there is body, dead body, living body. Both are bodies. In both body there is head, there is ear, there is nose, there is hand, there is shoulder, there is chest, everything is there. Inside, the lungs are there, intestines are there, heart is there. The veins are there, the nerves are there, the bone is there. Everything is there, but it is not working. So why it is not working? There was something there which is not there now. So what is not there? The consciousness is not there. Because the body, dead body, is not conscious. So the consciousness is the one which pervades the whole body. Yena sarvam idam tadam. So, and that consciousness is pervading the whole body from a source. That source is called Atma. From Atma, the consciousness pervades the whole body through various levels of energy. One external thing that we can see is the blood. That's why Prabhupada gives that example. The blood corpuscles are all over the body, and the red ones, they catch the oxygen which comes from the lung to the heart, and then they carry it. But to catch this oxygen from the heart, these corpuscles, these soldiers of the blood, they get the energy from the soul. Now, that part is not very much known to the medical science. It is known to a real medical science called Ayurveda. They know it. But the modern medical science is not aware. They know that it is in the heart. There is something in the heart, and when that stops, everything stops. That they know. That much they know. What is that thing that stopped now? That they know. That, of course, in the Vedic science of medicine, like Ayurveda, that they know that the soul is minus now. It's withdrawn its consciousness. So now the body is not functioning. So whether modern science or Vedic science, they both accept the source is in the heart. That they know. And the heart also, according to yoga as mentioned here, Ashtanga Yoga, the physical heart is the external heart. And there is also the pranic heart, the heart that carries the prana. The pranic heart is mentioned here. It's in the middle. Of course, the physical heart is in the left. Just like the cash counter in a bank and the rest of the bank. You deal with the cash counter because either you put money or you take money. But for that cash counter to work, either to take money or to give you money, there is a whole bank behind it. Isn't it? When you remit money, you know, you write the voucher, say 50,000 rupees in my account, you put, and you give the money. So he takes the money, but then there is a whole process behind him, how everything is done. So actually in the back there is one man, he signs, said accept this money. And then only that money is taken. Same way, to get money out also, you write a check or you write a draft or you write a challan and you give. It goes inside, you know, it gets signed and then it comes out. So once that man says, okay, give this man his money, so then you get the money. Same way, the cash counter is the physical heart, but the yogic heart or the pranic heart is the bank, and that's centered in the middle of the heart, in the middle of the body. They are called by the technical name chakras. This is known as Anahata Chakra, from where the heart is receiving that power. And these five pranas are there, and in the middle the soul is floating. But the soul is higher power than the pranas, much higher power. It is not material. The soul is spiritual. Pranas are still material. Yes, still winds which connect this sukshma sharira to the sthula sharira, the gross body to the subtle body. Even though the soul is free, it is floating within these five kinds of air. So the purpose of Ashtanga Yoga, which was mentioned in the purport, is to free the soul from this bondage of the five kinds of air. And another point which we learn from this verse is that I am conscious of the pains and pleasures of my body. You are conscious of the pain and pleasures of your body. You do not know the pain and pleasure of him. He doesn't know the pain and pleasure of him. But there is one person who knows the pain and pleasure of everyone. That person is known as Vishnu. That word is technical. Pravishanti yat Vishnu. One who has entered everywhere. You have entered here, so you know the pain pleasure of this body. He has entered there, so he knows the pain and pleasure of that body. This little bug here has entered here, so he knows the pain and pleasure of that body. For me, I just go like this, because it's sitting on my head. For him, it's a big thing happening, because he was sitting somewhere comfortably and suddenly some big hand came and and he is in the space. You see, hey, where am I? You know, what is happening to me? So I do not know the pain and pleasure of that body. But there is one person, Vishnu Pravishanti, who has entered this body, me, you, all of us. That is known as Vishnu. So he knows the pain and pleasure of all the bodies. So Prabhupada mentions here that only an insane person will think that this Vishnu, who is all-pervading, who has entered all the bodies, who knows everybody's pain and pleasure, and me, the soul, who has entered only here, only knows the pain and pleasure of this body, they are both same. They can never be same, because I don't know about yours, you don't know about his, he doesn't know about his. But Vishnu, he knows about everyone. Kshetrajnyapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. In all the kshetras, I am the kshetrajna. You are a kshetrajna of your kshetra, your body. I am the kshetrajna of my body. But there is a kshetrajna, pradana kshetrajna, patim patisha. He is the kshetrajna of all the bodies. That is the meaning of the word Vishnu. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhutabhavya Bhavat Prabhu Vishnur Vashatkaro. This Vishwam, this whole body, it's like this is a body, this is a body, and then there is bigger bodies, there is sun, there is moon, there is so many luminaries, so many stars, all this put together is a body, known as Vishwam. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro. This whole big body, the soul is Vishnu. Just like for this body, I am the soul. For the whole body, whole cosmic body, Vishnu is the soul. Hare Krishna. Pujari Masai. Offering for the deities. Any questions?
When yes, Vishnu enters in everybody, then when we feel pain and pleasure, then Vishnu also feels pain and pleasure.
Vishnu is free from pain and pleasure, but he feels that you are feeling the pain and pleasure. Jai Sri Jagannath Balade Subhadrama Iki Jai Subhadrama Iki Jai. Vishnu is beyond matter. Where is the pain and pleasure? First we analyze that. Pain and pleasure. Where is it?
In the matter.
In the body. In the matter. In the matter there is pain and pleasure. It is not in the non-matter. So Vishnu is beyond matter. Soul also. You also beyond matter, but you are identifying with matter by the modes, by sattva, rajas, tamas, you are bound, so you are identifying it. Whereas Vishnu is not bound by this matter, which is made of elements like air, water, fire, ether, air, mind, intelligence and false ego. These eight, that is where there is pain and pleasure. Sangada, Chetana, Dhriti, Iccha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukham. Sangada, Chetana. The spirit soul, just like rain water, when it mixes with mud, then become muddy. So the spirit soul, which is pure conscious, free from the modes, it mixes with the modes, then Sangada, Chetana, Dhriti. It becomes Sangada Chetana, aggregate consciousness, which feels pain and pleasure. Whereas Vishnu is beyond this. So, when Vishnu enters each body as Paramatma, mentioned here, super soul. So he is like Prabhu translated, Mahatma, Mahatma, great soul. And this is individual soul, Anu soul. And he is Vibhu. He is Vibhu, so he is beyond pain and pleasure. So he doesn't feel the pain and pleasure on himself, because for him there is no matter. The soul has taken to matter. So Vishnu feels that this soul is having this pain and this soul is having this pleasure. Just like, suppose you put thermometer, the doctor puts thermometer in your mouth to see how much fever you have. So he knows how much fever you have, but he doesn't have the fever. This is a crude example. The doctor puts thermometer, right? And then he takes it out and he says, okay, you have got 102 degrees of fever. So he is knowing your fever, but he has no fever. Right? Similar to that. He is checking your fever, how much fever you have.
So in this verse about the existence of soul they are mentioned, I mean in physical sense, that the soul resides in our heart, as if it's a seat of soul. But soul, when we talk of soul or mind, mind is different, but soul we consider as a thinking body, the mind also as a thinking body.
Thinking body is the subtle body. Mind, intelligence and identity. This is the thinking body. The soul is supplying the power to think. It is not the thinking body. There are two bodies. It's like you wear a coat and then you wear a shirt inside. Similar to that. The gross body, which is made of Mahabhutas, like earth, water, fire, ether and
now,
air.
Soul has got subtle body. What about mind? Mind also has got...
Mind is... Mind, intelligence and false ego, three things together is called the subtle body, sukshma sharira. This is sthula sharira. Sthula sharira is made up earth, water, fire, ether and air. Bas, this five. Sukshma sharira is made up mana, buddhi and ahankara. Ahankara means what we think that we are. Aham, I am a man, I am a woman, I am Indian, I am American, I am a goat, I am a lion, I am a this, I am a that. That is called ahamkara. So ahamkara, buddhi, the discrimination, and mind, manas. These three make the sukshma sarira. Soul is beyond the sukshma sarira. Sukshma sarira carries the soul from one sthula sarira to another sthula sarira, which is known as punarjanma. When you leave this body, the gross body is there, it's just there. The subtle body leaves. The soul leaves with the subtle body to the next gross body and next gross body. And what decides which body it takes is the gunas. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, matte tishtanti rajasa, jaganya gunavriddhischa adho gacchanti tamasa. Each one is lighter than the other. Sattva guna is very light. So like if you put hydrogen in a balloon, then it goes up. If you just put general air, then it just stays here. But if you put hydrogen, then it goes up. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganya gunavrittischa adho gacchanti tamasa. Tamas is heavy. So if you put some water in a balloon, then it goes down. If you put hydrogen in a balloon, right? Goes up. So this way the sukshma sharira carries the atma from one sthula sharir to another sthula sharir to another sthula sharir. Till a person becomes free from all the gunas. One process to become free from the bondage of guna is by knowing the activities and appearance of Krishna. Janma karma shame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tattvadeham punarjanma naiti. You finish your question already? Or you just raised your hand?
I just raised it.
Yeah, tell me.
So you explain that.
If you are, I mean, there is no obligation that you have to sit till the whole class is over. Not needed. Okay? Yeah, if you need to go, walk, take a breeze or something, feel free. Yeah, if you want to go, I mean, you don't feel the whole, they are giving class, so I have to sit here. There is no such thing. Okay? If you feel like sitting, in 10 minutes you will be finished. In 10 minutes we will be finished. We only do it till 8:30. So don't feel obliged. Yes.
You explain this, the size of the soul, that because it's the size of the soul is the tip of the hair divided into one person. That's mean immeasurable. It's, yeah. Does it mean it's not small, but actually it's also...
It's not small. It is, because when you say small,
yes,
then it is still measurable.
Okay.
That is why
it's
mentioned as 10,000th of the tip of the hair.
That means the soul is not small.
You can't say small or big, okay, because small or big is space.
Okay.
When you say small, when you say big, you are talking of space.
Yeah, because
so earth, water, fire, ether, air.
Yes.
Yeah, so it is, if there has to be ether to calculate something, how big it is or how small it is. In the soul, there is no space. So, there is no way you can measure the soul. To say that, the Upanishad explains that 10,000 of the tip of the hair, because you cannot measure. You cannot measure 10,000 of the tip of the hair.
Okay. So they have got one question.
Yeah, yeah.
What they say, actually, Navak is punarjanma, is it? I mean, rebirth. That's what they talk of there. And from soul goes from one body to another body. But the population keeps on increasing. Now, it should be the same number. I mean, so, because it's a soul is a one. And it's going from one body to another body.
Yeah, yeah.
But why there's increase in population?
Increase in population, the thing is, that first we have to know that all this stuff we are doing is not only about earth. First we should know that. Because population increase you are seeing is only on one planet, earth. You do not know how much populated is the higher planet. You do not know how much populated is the lower planet. You are only thinking of earth. That also, how many people are there in Himalayas is not in our senses. Just this morning Maharaj was explaining about Kumbh Mela. I have seen it myself. In Kumbh Mela time, these Nagababas come. They don't come by train. They don't come by road. Because there is military sentry in all the entrance of Kumbh Mela. They count exactly how many people are coming because they have to arrange for everyone within that huge island of Ganga Dvip. So this is done by army, so it's not so easy to escape the army. Yes. You know, unless they put the shot, they won't let you go inside the vaccination, you see. But you see tens and thousands of Nagababas who are in the Kumbh Mela just about 4 hours before that Muhurta starts. They didn't come by the train, they didn't come by the road. So where are they all coming from? We are talking of population. We do not even know how much population we have. Where are these people listed? They are all in the Himalayas. They just appear 6 hours before the Jayanta pours the Amrit in the Ganga. 2 hours later, they are all gone. So who is taking the account of these Nagababas? Every Kumbh Mela, the military is surprised how they come. They are there.
They just...
I have seen it myself. 6 hours before they were not there. And suddenly the procession starts. They are all there. Where they came from? They have no vaccination. Because all the 8 gates of the Kumbh Mela area is, you know, there is army standing there. Every person who goes has to take a vaccination. This Baba's is no vaccination. They count every person who comes in. So where are they coming from? These Babas are all descending from Himalayas. They come just 6 hours before the program, 2 hours after the program they are gone.
That means they are flying or?
I don't know. Ask the census people. They are there, that we see. They are in the video. They are not dream. Because now, you know, photographers, they are taking the video. They are all there. So how did they come? So this is just one small example of our calculation of population is very limited. We are calculating only the cities, villages, towns, etc. That goes our census. Not more than that. In the mountains, how many people are there? Why go there? Sahyadri, how many people are there in Kudachadri? We don't know. To Tirupati, every year Brahmotsava, tribes come. They know it is Brahmotsava. They are coming from the forest. They don't know that there is a thing called radio. They don't know anything. They wear elephant tusks all over the body. This I have seen in Brahmotsava and Tirupati every year. But they have a calculation when to come for Brahmotsava. Because they know there is Brahmotsava. They are there. They are wearing only the ornaments made from the tusks of elephants. That is the only dress they have. There is nothing else. No other dress. Only the ornaments. And they are coming. They are also chanting Govinda. Govinda they know. Brahmotsava they know. They don't know a transistor radio. They don't know any of this. They don't know what is a newspaper. They have no idea. These are things that we have to actually see. Because with the limited fund of knowledge, they say that in Asia the population has increased and in China the population has increased, etc. But that's only one planet. What about we? Bhagavad Gita speaks of 14 planetary systems. What is the population in moon? We say there is nobody in moon. The modern science says in the moon there is nobody. But according to Bhagavad Gita, one who goes to heaven, people who go to Urdhvam Gacchanti Sasrasa, they are going to moon planet, minimum moon planet and more. And there are Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala and Patala below this planet. And in this very planet, apart from Earth, there are other areas. In this very planet, there are other areas, dvipas, that is not known to our geography yet. What about people there? So just to take Earth and decide the population is increasing is not correct. There is so much other areas which are populated. Even the islands which are there in the Pacific Ocean, nobody has census. There are many islands. Same, there are hundreds of people are living. So nobody knows how many are there. So this is only a very limited calculation, what we see as our population increase. Because we are only seeing part of Earth, Bhumi and a part of Bhumi. But this Bhumi is so big, it has got many dvipas. We are only talking of Jambudvipa. And then in Jambudvipa, there are many other dvipas are there. And then there are other varshas also. Bharatakande, Jambudvipa, Bharatakande, Bharatavarsha. So, Jambudvipa, there are many planets. One planet is Earth. And in Bharatakanda, there is also, when you take the Earth planet, there are 7 continents. And then among 7 continents, one continent is Asia. So we are calculating that. But there is a whole area of Jambudvip, there are other population. In the Bhagavad Purana, it mentions. And those people, their lifestyle is different. We live 100 years, some live 1,000 years, some live 10,000 years. Here we have 4 yugas, some places they have two yugas, some places they have one yuga. Unfortunately, in the modern education, what we get, we are only talking of earth. That also, earth accessible to our senses. That is all we are, that's all we are calculating. Because of that limited calculation, sometimes we see that, you know, one place the population is increasing. There are 8,400,000, 84 lakhs yonis, species are there. In the 400,000 human, only 1 dozen human we see here on the earthly planet. So 400,000 minus 12, there are so many human beings. Nitya sarvagata sthanu. Bhagavad Gita says that every place there are people. To say that people are only in earth is not correct. Before, they were saying, before finding the route to America, they were saying Europe, Asia and Eurasia and Australia, that's it. But when they found America, what did they say? Now there is America. And in America, it was not empty when they went. They were Red Indians. They were called Red Indians because they were trying to come to India. They couldn't come to India, they landed in America. So they called them as, because they were red, they called them Red Indians. Because they know the Indians are not red. So you see the atlas, if you see atlas, before Columbus, one whole continent is not there. See, but Shankaracharya, 3,000 years ago, wrote, there are 7 continents. Adi Shankara. Now, Adi Shankara did not go by ship. You know, Adi Shankara took birth in Kaladi, came to Kuttachadri, went to Kashi, came back. That's it. He only lived 30 years. In 32 years, where is the chance to go by ship to American continent? But there he was sitting in Kollur and he said there are 7 continents. So there's a whole lot of these things which are not appreciated in the modern geography and modern history, etc. But by common logic and by external proof like Kumbh Mela and Tirupati, we can see that why go so far in your Talakaveri, Tula Sankranti. There is this little kunda, 1 foot square.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
That is from where Kaveri comes. Right? And Tula Sankranti time, yeah. It splashes out like that from that 1 foot kunda. You know, huge amount of water comes. Mm-hmm. Exactly between Sankranti time.
Sankranti.
Yes, during Tula Sankranti, not Makara Sankranti. Okay. Tula Sankranti.
Which month?
And there is a big festival.
Which month is it?
Makara is coming around January. This comes in February. Approximately middle of February. Okay. And then 1 foot kunda suddenly, you know, splashes up water. Like this, right? Just for about 5-6 minutes. And then about 3 kilometers down, it is gallons of water. It's a huge river.
Yes,
all
yes,
starting
yes.
From 1 foot kunda.
Yes, yes.
You can
yes.
See it with naked eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a little later, about 20-30 kilometers down, it is so small that a goat can cross. A goat can cross it like this. It's so small. And then again 15 kilometers ahead, it's a huge river. It is impossible. How much water is there? So this is a good example of this population thing. You see? Because in Talakaveri, it looks like, you know, very small. I mean, 6 kilometers, it's already, you know, like Sagara. And then again about 20 kilometers, it's so small. And again about 10 kilometers, it's so huge. So this is known as Jiva River. Because there are life fountains in between. So if you look at Talakaveri, it's like less populated water. But immediately in 6 kilometers it's overpopulated. And all that goes through a little stream after that. So these are all visible things. Pratyaksha. With Pratyaksha we can see. They are also on Tula Sankranti. People come from all kinds of places who are not within our calculation. They know that this is Tula Sankranti. Without any other communication method, they are able to come.
Jai ho, Kaveri Matha ki jai. So population is everywhere. There are areas which we don't know. So much population is there. So from here, some people take birth there.